Welcome to Super Short Storytime, literature listeners, fiction fanatics, and audio aficionados. I am Eduardo Solis, the creator and narrator of the wonderfully weird words that you are about to hear. This story was influenced by the time that I spent working in customer service. As much as I'd like to get over it and move on, the general public has provided me with way too much story material in order for me to do so. This cursory client conversation is called Future Service. Your call is very important to us, sir, and a technical support representative will be on the line with you shortly, female voice said over the communicator. Yeah, really important. That's why I've been on hold for 15 minutes, the caller muttered as he paced back and forth. I apologize, sir. Is there anything I can do for you while we wait? Is there anything you would like to talk about? Asked the voice on the phone. No, that's fine, the caller said. He stopped his pacing as he came to an unpleasant realization. Wait, have you been on the line all this time? He asked. Yes, I have, sir. It is our policy to never transfer customers to an automated system, the representative replied with an air of pride. We have learned that interacting with a live representative prior to speaking with a technical support specialist improves the overall customer experience. So your job is to just sit there and talk to me, the dumbfounded caller asked. Yes, sir, the woman replied. And you can't do anything at all to get my problem fixed? The caller said, his voice beginning to waver slightly. The woman then took on a condescending tone when she answered, I'm afraid not, sir. I'm here to keep you company and ease your frustrations until a qualified technical support specialist becomes available in about, she paused as she checked her screen, 20 minutes. This new system has improved our efficiency and greatly improved customer satisfaction. Are you still there, sir? Yes. So whenever I call this number, I will always get a person. That is correct, sir, the woman cheerfully replied. The android finally reached his breaking point. He slammed the metal fist onto his dining room table and yelled into the communicator, So what do I have to do to get a machine around here? The end. Like the old saying goes, you can't make everybody happy. Perhaps one day, some company, somewhere, will perfect customer service over the phone. Until then, we'll have to hold on as best we can. This has been Super Short Storytime. Visit EduardoSolis.com for more stories and free ebook downloads. And remember, listeners, your call may be recorded for quality assurance, but that doesn't mean it'll be listened to.